Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this last weekend of the month of October. My first guest, part of not one rock and roll legend, but two, Randy Bachman from Guess Who and BTO. It's Halloween this coming week. Butch Patrick will be here, a.k.a. Eddie Munster, the son of the great Jim Croce, who is a very good singer and songwriter in his own right. A.J. Croce will be here talking about the 50th anniversary tour of the passing of his father, that he's embarking on this week. And then from Kiss, my pal Gene Simmons. Next hour, Sven Gulli from MeTV about a Halloween special. Actor Kevin Sorbo has a new movie out. He'll be here to talk about it. Country legend Lori Morgan will be joining us, and TV host Maria Menounos. I'll be right back with my first guest, Randy Bachman.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Actually, what you're listening to is one of the super groups of our time. And it's one thing in this rough business that we're in to have one super group that you have originated. But now our next guest founded two of them. Of course, the Guess Who, but also Bachman Turner Overdrive. And joining us right now is Randy Bachman. Hi, Randy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
What does it feel to be part of two legendary bands? That's got to be a sensational feeling.
Well, it makes me realize it was a good thing to quit school.
So
I was in college. I dropped out just before final exams and went on the road with the Guess Who in 1965 and did the Kingsman Louie Louie tour. That summer we had Shake All Over was our first big hit, and that's how we got our name. And then after that, a couple of years of getting it together, we started with These Eyes Laughing, Undone, No Sugar, No Time, American Woman, and then right into BTO, and boom, boom, boom. I love writing songs. I write them every day, and if I'm lucky, 1 out of 10 get put on a record, and 1 out of 10 gets played on radio, and 1 out of 10 gets bought by people. And here I am decades later celebrating 15 or 20 hit songs that we tell the story of and play live on stage.
Is it difficult, Randy, to go on stage and introduce new music when everybody wants here taking care of business? You ain't seen nothing yet. These Eyes. I mean, that's a great thing to have under your belt.
I don't think anyone is going to come to my show to hear a new song. As good as they are, listen, I'm just saying, I'm a friend of a lot of these guys. I've gone and sat through 3 hours of Neil Young, who I grew up with in Winnipeg, and I hate the show because he says, here's a new album. He plays the whole album.
Yeah.
And you wait for the encore. Maybe he'll do Cinnamon Girl or Down by the River. That's why you come. There's something about songs that everybody knows. If I said to you, what were you doing 15 years ago today? You wouldn't have any idea what you did. If I said to you, what were you doing the first time you heard American Woman or the first time you heard Taking Care of Business? Boom, you go back to driving in a truck with your buddies or a convertible or a high school dance. You go right back to that time, and that's what this music does. It takes people back to a certain time in their life that were much happier days, because these days things ain't so happy. We go back to the older happy days of a high school dance or you know, you met your girlfriend at the high school dance, and your song was These Eyes, and it was your wedding song, and now you play it every year at your anniversary. It's all about the memories and going back and reliving the time you heard the music. And that's why I enjoy this kind of evening. And I might sneak in one new song, because it might be very relevant, and it might be a follow-up or an answer to American Woman or an answer to Taking Care of Business, and people would tolerate that. But, you know, I've gone to see the Eagles, and they're smart. When you see them, they open the show with three new songs. You're not going to get up and leave in the first 10 minutes. And then they soar into, you know, Old 55 and, you know, and Peaceful Easy Feeling and stuff like that. So it's all about reliving all the joy and tears and sorrows you had in the past, because every song reminds you emotionally of a special time in your life.
Randy, I'm glad to hear you say that, because it's so difficult to go to a concert and see a big-name group go on stage and play songs that you've never heard before. It's very disappointing. I went to go see the Four Tops one time, all the original members, and one of them came out singing at the beginning of the show, singing MacArthur Park. Now, let me tell you, with I Can't Help Myself, Reach Out, and I'll Be There, how they could have come out on stage and just hit a home run, but they didn't. And one of them comes out and sings the most boring song in the world?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You have your son that's working with you now. Tal.
Yeah, he's a great addition. He sings, plays guitar. He does She's So High. He tells the story of he wrote that song in high school for the girl in high school who was so beautiful. None of the guys would even talk to her or invite her to the prom because they thought she would say no. And then she didn't go to the prom with anyone because nobody asked her. They were all too afraid. So he wrote this song called She's So High. And then it was all about everybody has this blonde cheerleader that the guys are too afraid to ask her for a date because she will refuse them. And then they feel like they're a nerd and that they never, nothing ever happens in their life.
You know, Randy, that's a true story, too. I mean, that happens in every high school around the country, that the pretty girl sits at home on Saturday night because nobody's got the guts to say, hey, you want to go out?
Right.
You're going to be near me in Orlando, Florida at the Sharon Performing Arts Center, the Villages, on the 18th. That's a great venue, Randy. You're going to love that venue. And that audience, they're going to go crazy for you.
Great. I can't wait to come to Florida. I watch it on the news every day. It looks like the best state to go to.
And my buddy Joe Bamford from the touring company that he has, very successful.
Yeah, yeah.
Get off the bus concerts and bring you in. Randy, do you still do a lot of road dates?
It's really weird. We haven't done anything for like 2.5-3 years.
Really?
But what we did 3 years ago is we did a cruise in Florida. And as we got back from the cruise, it was like middle of February. We got off the ship, and they said, get into your cars, the ship is closing. And everybody who didn't get off the ship, because they let the bands off first, was stuck on the ship for 3.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then as we got to the airport, they said, this is the last flight to Toronto. And COVID was shutting everything down. We didn't know if it would be shut down for a week or a month. Little did we know it would be years and years. And we got back to Canada. There was no gigs anywhere. Everything was shut down.
Yeah.
And then when I got asked last year, we want to do a cruise. We said, of course, we haven't played since the last cruise. It's been a long time between gigs. And luckily, at the end of this cruise, we will come back. We land. We drive to the Villages and do this great show for all the people on land in Florida.
And you're going to enjoy it. Hey, Randy, how do you like doing radio? I know you do a radio show.
I did. I did it for a joke. I took a challenge where somebody said you couldn't do it. I did it as a summer replacement show, and I did it for 16 years. It was called Randy's Spinal Tap, and it was kind of like Spinal Tap. I was telling stories just like I told you now, or telling you, or I'll be telling at the Sharon, how I wrote every song. But when I did my radio show, I did a show of every band I've ever played with, like on a tour. The Beach Boys, Ringo Starr, The Who, Led Zeppelin. I would tell my own story of meeting them backstage and how they might have written their song or how they affected me. And people have never heard these stories before. They've never been in print. So my radio show, it was 2 solid hours every weekend. It was on Friday and Saturday and Sunday night. And I had a legion of 15 or 20 million fans that would listen to it. And we stopped doing that this year. We ran out of everything. Everybody ran out of money. We ran out of time, and we started doing other stuff, and COVID changed a lot of things for people. And it's great to be coming back now and getting together with my band. I haven't seen my band for 2.5 years.
Wow.
We get together, we jam it out, we go and do the cruise for a week, and we come back and play in the Villages there. It's going to be great.
You are going to have a great time up there at the Sharon Performing Arts Center. Now, Randy, can we go to your website and find other dates that you guys are going to be performing at?
Yeah, we've got gigs. We even booked a cruise for next March in 2024. We've got another cruise going on because it's a really great thing to do. You go and you're on this wonderful ship. You're there for 5 or 6 days. You maybe play 3 times. And I get to go and hang out and see Deep Purple and Roger Daltrey, guys I've known for years.
Sure.
Because when you're doing gigs together, like festivals, you never see each other.
No.
People see a poster and they think you played with Jimi Hendrix or you get to know him. He's on at 8 at night, you're on at 2 in the afternoon. You're sleeping on both ends of that, and so is he. And you just show up and do your gig. But now when you're on a boat together, you get to have dinner together, or breakfast, or tea or coffee after the show. And it's really great to see all these guys that you've known since the 70s. You know, the Doobie Brothers and the Allman Brothers and 38 Special. Like, all these guys who I've known forever, but you kind of casually know them. And when you're on a cruise, you're kind of there hanging out, and it's really great.
A lot of times doing that, too, you get a chance to mix with the audience. And the nice part about that is you don't have to go from city to city to unpack. You go on there, you're there for a few days, everything's self-contained.
Right. Yeah, it's good.
Randy, you're a great guest and a great talent. I'm going to try to get up to see you on the Sharon. But now the website we can go to find about all the tours of the whole nine yards is where, Randy?
Or just randybackman.com.
Okay.
I've got a Facebook, it's all there. On YouTube, you'll see Backman. Me and my son Tal did Trainwreck. YouTube's every Friday at 6 o'clock where we would stump each other trying to play songs and make all kind of horrific mistakes, and people loved it. They love seeing us making mistakes. So just Google my name and it'll all pop up. It'll tell where I'm playing. I'm lucky I have 18 or 20 hit songs to play, and I just love going out and playing them. The audience reaction is fantastic.
I love to hear that, Randy, and I won't mention the name of the group, but I went to go see a big name group, and they seem to be like getting tired of playing that same song or a bunch of songs over and over and over again. They did one song, you know, the song probably 3 minutes and 20 seconds originally, and the thing went on for like 10 minutes because they had to do 47 Hammond B3 organ solos, and you lost the gist of the song. I'm glad to hear that you perform all those songs, do them in the way that we're familiar with.
We play the records. We come not to play the songs, we come to play the records of the songs. So if it's 4 minutes long, we play it for 4 minutes. If it's 2.5, we play it for 2.5. There's no giant solos. There's no showing off how great I can play guitar. It's showing off that I've been in some great bands, I've written some great songs, the band is really good, and we have fun, and we're there to please the people and to entertain the people, and that's what we do.
And that is why Randy Bachman is still performing after so many decades, because he knows what the audience wants, and he gives it to them. Randy Bachman from Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive on tour nationwide. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
That is such familiar music. Great television show, of course, The Munsters. And joining us right now to talk about a very special holiday treat is my friend Butch Patrick. Hi, Butch. How are you?
I'm fine, Ron. And how about yourself?
I am doing great. Really am excited that you're here because you were in our studios many, many years ago here at Universal. It might have been as long as 12 years ago or so because I remember having a great picture with you behind the console. And we need to get together more often. I mean, these every 12-year things doesn't work.
Absolutely, and I love Florida, so I'll have to get down there real soon.
Well, I heard our producer say that you need to come down and see Halloween Horror Nights because, of course, Universal invented the monsters, so you got to come down and see it, and you would be a huge hit here, believe me.
They were the monster studio in the 40s and 50s, no doubt.
Yeah, and when they do things in the park for this Halloween Horror Nights, it is pretty scary.
Yeah.
But you have lived this 59 years since the first episode? Unbelievable.
Yeah, someone the other day told me that. I went, oh my goodness, it was September 24th, 1964, they first aired.
Unbelievable. And you are, of course, among the top 50 greatest kid stars in VH1's history of great children in the entertainment business. But you got this kind of in a unique way. First of all, you had a ball, from what I understand. I remember you telling me, just being on lot. I mean, it was like a fun time from morning to night.
Oh, absolutely. You know, kids my age, man, what do? You go exploring, whether you're at home or, you know, building sites or whatever. And here I had the entire studio at my beck and call whenever I wasn't working. And, of course, being in makeup, I could walk on sound stages and not make any noise and not be noticed because they knew that I was a professional, so they didn't shoo me off.
How tough was it to be that young and be that well-known? Because that show was so big. Still is today. I mean, it's still in reruns today. At that time, did you have a problem, like, just getting involved with friends because, you know, you were a television star?
Yeah, well, going back to junior high school was a little tough, but the good thing was taking off the makeup, you know, you would leave the studio gates as Butch Patrick, and you would come on the studio gates as Butch Patrick. While you were there, you were Eddie Munster in makeup. So I, you know, basically never got typecast too bad because I was, you know, living, you know, a character that nobody recognized outside of the makeup.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never thought of that. You said high school. I would imagine that there were some jerks somewhere along the line
yeah.
that just wouldn't let you forget the role.
Yeah, kids, you know, yeah, that's just part of growing up and adolescence and stuff. But at the same time, you know, it didn't get to me for the first few weeks, and they gave up pretty quickly after that.
Now, you also had a musical group, I remember this, Eddie and the Monsters, a group that got some recognition on MTV, in fact, had a novelty song, Whatever Happened to Eddie?
Whatever Happened to Eddie, I wrote the lyrics to the Munsters theme in 83 when MTV first was coming on the air. We produced an independent low-budget video that was the first unsigned act ever to be on MTV. We're very proud of that. And from that idea, you know, some people started sending in tapes, and the basement tapes, as I understand it, was created from the idea that there's a lot of good talent out there that doesn't have a record deal at the moment.
That's a good idea today.
Yeah, it still is, you bet.
I didn't realize that the Munsters were also from the producers of Leave It to Beaver.
And Amos and Andy before Leave It to Beaver.
Really? I loved Amos and Andy. Now, I don't remember them on radio, but I do, of course, remember on television. And somewhere along the line, politics got involved, and they took them off the air. But that was a great, great show with outstanding lines. And I don't know why that won't come back other than the fact that I know that there are a lot of groups out there that protested.
Sure.
But that was a terrific show.
Yeah, Conley and Mosier, Joe and Bob, they produce very good shows, very political savvy stuff, very social commentary of sorts in a good way.
If we could see it today, I think some people would agree that it's still a terrific show. Let's talk about this marathon. It's going to be happening on Halloween itself on the Hallmark Channel. That's pretty cool.
The Hallmark Channel is great. In fact, it's funny because TV Land has sort of gone a different direction with where they started, and it seems like the Hallmark Channel has really picked up the ball and put a lot of good quality shows, you know, on and on their programming docket, which I really appreciate. And on Halloween Day, starting at 8 a.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, they'll have a 10-hour marathon, which means there should be 20 episodes airing, which will be great.
That's outstanding. And you're right about the Hallmark Channel. We have interviewed a lot of people from that cable channel, and I have to admit, like you said, they have great programming. They have terrific shows that are first-time run, which are shows that could be seen in the big screen, and with big names. They do a good job.
They really do. I'm very proud to be part of it.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You worked with two major celebrities, Fred Gwynne and Yvonne DiCarlo.
Yes.
And I know that over the years that you remained friends with them. And you have made the comment that these people were just great people to be around.
They really were. It was a very interesting set because you had a lot of special effects and the makeup ideas and the angles right there were a novelty in themselves. Yvonne DiCarlo was coming, you know, over. She was a major movie star.
Sure.
She was one of the first people to actually transfer, you know, from movies to television. And she did a great job. Fred Gwynne and Al Lewis were wonderful New York actors and comedy actors who had a sort of a routine going themselves in itself on the show. Working with both of them, they took me in to Leave It to Beaver producers. The crew had been together for 7 years, so it was a very kid-friendly set. And Fred and Al and Yvonne were very good with kids as well. So, you know, really, it worked out as good as could be expected and went far beyond anybody's, you know, expectations.
Were there ever any outtakes that were kept? I mean, I look at some of the old Gunsmoke shows and where everybody's serious. You know, there's a lot of TV that has gone on to, like, when Dick Clark and Ed McMahon used to do the TV bloopers and blunders. And it would be cool to see these outtakes. Bob Hope had a ton of them. I know the Carol Burnett show. But did you ever save any from the Munsters?
Probably not, and here's why. They were shooting that on film. And at the time, film was really expensive to develop.
Sure.
So what they would do is, if it wasn't what they wanted, they weren't going to keep it and develop it for future, you know, outtake situations, because it wasn't cost effective.
Oh, I never thought of that before. video's a different story. I never
right.
even gave that a thought. Yeah. Now, 2008, you completed your biography, right?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. I wrote a book. It's been out. It's on Amazon. I did a little bit of a book tour. It's been well received. But the book business is kind of a tough business. It's interesting how some books you think will do well and some don't. But at the same time, it's available. And people are buying it, and those who like it really enjoy it, you know, who have bought it.
Eddie Munster, a.k.a. Butch Patrick, I think it's a great name, featuring all the years that you spent in Hollywood. Now you're in Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Actually, right now I'm in Philadelphia, but I am spending some time in the Philly area, at least through Halloween, yes.
You got to be, like, totally in demand at this time of the year. I mean, you got to be like Elvis at this time of the year.
I wish there were two or three of me sometimes, absolutely.
Have you done some recent acting stuff, Butch?
I've been working with some friends who just got some interesting little vignettes going and some ideas for, like, Sundance Channel and this and that. Nothing major, just sort of staying in the loop with some buddies and doing an occasional cameo. But I'll keep you abreast if anything pops up.
Well, we would love to be kept abreast of that. And October 31st, Halloween, it'll be a 10-hour, 20-episode Halloween Day marathon of the Munsters on the Hallmark Channel, starring Butch Patrick, a.k.a. Eddie Munster. Butch, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. This has been a real delight.
I'll see you down there.
Okay, look forward to it. Butch Patrick has been our guest from the Munsters, and we'll be back with more on Ron Segi today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The 40-year-old firearms instructor Robert Card, suspected of killing 18 people Wednesday at two businesses in Maine, was found dead Friday. Mike Soschuk, the commissioner of the Maine Department of Safety, confirmed the identification of all the shooting victims as well. Among them, the youngest was 14 years old, while the oldest was 76. Card is accused of perpetrating a deadly attack, resulting in the loss of those 18 lives and injuries to 13 individuals in a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston, Maine. Fresh explosions have been reported in Gaza following Israeli forces' execution of another ground operation against Hamas. Israel has stated that they employed troops, fighter jets, drones, and armored vehicles to target Hamas installations. This development comes amid increasing speculation about a potential larger-scale ground incursion into the Hamas-controlled territory. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. That is the voice of our next guest. He is an exceedingly talented man as a singer, songwriter, and got a tour that's going to be starting up on this Friday called Croce Plays Croce, the 50th anniversary tour in memory of his famous father, a great legend in the music business, Jim Croce. Joining us right now is A.J. Croce. Hi, A.J., how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I was watching some of the clips of your past tours, and you put on a dynamic show and great songs of your own material. And this tour, I'm very excited for you, AJ. You know, I've asked so many people in the past that have famous parents. You really had a big footprint to fill. Boy, you have done it marvelously. I really mean that.
Well, that's kind of you. I appreciate it. Yeah, this tour is a lot of fun. Playing these songs and being able to share the stories that go along with the songs, it's an honor, you know, to be able to do it. And I think you can see in some of the footage of some of these earlier Croce Plays Croce shows just how much fun we have.
A lot of personality, too. A lot of interaction with the audience. You know, you remember sometimes where you were when you heard of bad news. And, you know, Elvis, Kennedy assassination. I remember distinctly, I was a disc jockey at that time, getting a phone call from the radio station telling me of the plane crash that your father was in and how terribly struck I was. As a young man, great talent, and now he would have been 80 years old. You were only 2 years old at the time, AJ?
Yeah, you know, but fortunately, because of the music, that legacy of music, I've been fortunate to sort of have him as part of my life in a way that, you know, I feel really fortunate because of that, because of the music. He's never left.
You taught yourself how to play piano, is that right?
Yeah, you know, I lost my sight when I was 4, and so I got turned on to Ray Charles and Stevie, and I gradually got it back. But as a piano player, that was like, you know, Ray Charles was my gateway drug. And so, you know, getting to tour with him, you know, in my early 20s was like kind of like a dream come true. And it just kind of evolved, you know, from there. And then picking up guitar in my 30s, you know, that encouraged me to learn my father's music. And so, you know, it just kind of develops. This happened in a really organic way because early on I didn't feel there was a lot of integrity in just playing my dad's songs. But as I got older and as I sort of made, you know, sort of had success, felt like I had my own identity. And by having that, I was able to perform a song of his every once in a while in a show. And because it was unexpected from my fans, I think it became even more special.
One of the things of many that I love about your performances is what you just said. A lot of people, I'm sure, come to those concerts and they expect to hear a full array of all your dad's great songs, and they were all great. But you do something that is very clever and I think works well. You do your material, and every once in a while, you throw in the bad Leroy Brown, Time in the Bottle. As you even commented, people come in to expect to see one thing, and they walk out to see a high-energy show that they weren't expecting and loved it.
It's really true. Now, I will say, though, with this 50th anniversary tour, we are really focused on my father's music.
Sure.
And every night, I open up the stage for suggestions from the audience. People are shouting out what they want to hear, and we're going to play it. So the request line is open about halfway through the show, and anything we haven't played of his that they want to hear, we're going to play. Obviously, we're going to play all the hits every night, but the deeper cuts that people want to hear, they can shout out. And, you know, we're a versatile band. Everyone is really capable, and myself growing up playing in piano bars and whatnot like that, I have hundreds of songs that are at my fingertips, so I'm ready to play the odd request.
You can tell that you've had the experience when you watch it. This past October, BMG released a 3-CD, or if you like, 3-LP compilation project called The Definitive Croce. It has all the iconic songs in there. I Got a Name, Don't Mess Around with Jim. And, of course, that song was on the charts for 93 weeks. One of the things I admire about what you do is the fact that you do indeed embrace that legacy. I think many years ago, AJ, you were still very young, I interviewed your mom, and she told me of a very tragic incident that happened after the tragedy that hit your family, and that was your house burnt and left a lot of memorabilia in ashes?
It's true, yeah. When I was 15, the house burnt down. Amazingly, there were a couple things that made it, and fortunately, my mother had it. Just opened a restaurant called Croce's just days before. Had moved a lot of memorabilia and family photographs down there to share them. So some of the things were spared, but certainly a lot of personal effects were lost. And my dad didn't have a lot of personal effects to begin with, so it was pretty tragic.
Yeah, very tragic. You have a multimedia display, too, that goes on. I noticed in the back video. It's a great show, AJ. I really mean that.
It's really fun, and I know it makes my videographer, who's running this live on the side stage each night, it makes him a little nuts about how much we improvise, but we're not playing to a track. What you're hearing is real. We're all real musicians. This band is a stage full of Grammy-winning players, so
right.
They're really capable, and it's so much fun to be able to turn on a dime, to be able to go into a song that is maybe unexpected.
Yeah.
And, you know, I follow a framework. I have a beginning, a middle, and an end, but otherwise, you know, it's different every night.
Yeah, and you do have some great players from, you know, groups like Steve Miller Band, Van Morrison's Band, Dr. John, and great backup singers. And, you know, a lot of your songs ended up in film and television placements. Fast and Furious,
mm-hmm.
Stranger Things, X-Men, Days of Future Past, the Apple Siri commercial.
Yeah.
So you're spreading out all over the place. Now, this tour, which begins this Friday, and I got the list here, November 30th, October 27th and November 30th. Now, rather than run down all of them, I'm going to say that you got to go to ajcrocemusic.com, and then you'll find all the dates. And a lot of them here in Florida. I'm in Orlando, so I'm going to run up to the Villages on the 30th and check you out at the Savannah. I'm anxious to see you. Go backstage and say hi.
I would love that, man. And that's just a break. We're just taking a short break because we continue into December. We take a little break around Christmas, go into the studio, and then we're back at it at the end of January in Florida again. So, yeah, check out my dates. And, you know, we start in Florida in Jacksonville and play in Fort Lauderdale and, of course, Clearwater and Melbourne and your area down in near Fort Myers next year in Immokalee. And I think there's 6 or 7, maybe more, Florida dates, November and then again in January.
We'll go down all of them because I know you're going to be all over the country, and that's where we are heard. AJ, I know you're on a busy, busy schedule. Please do me a favor. When you get more time, come back and let's chat again. But good luck on the tour, my friend. I look forward to seeing you and having you back on the show, okay?
Great, man. I'll see you there. Take care.
Okay. Our guest has been AJ Croce, and I got to tell you something. This is a talented guy, and he is the son of legendary singer-songwriter Jim Croce, who I was a big fan of. Back in the days when I started singing, I used to sing most of his songs. I was just really enamored by his approach and style. And he just sat on a stool with jeans and a jean shirt, not a lot of backing, and sang the songs that he wrote. And they were all great. But unfortunately, when on tour on September 20th, 1973, the private plane that he was flying in crashed at the end of a runway in Natchitoches, Louisiana. He was only 32 years old. His son and our guest was 2 years old at the time of his father's passing. But it's obvious the apple did not fall far from the tree because AJ has gone on to have a remarkable career. AJ is going to be on tour, as we mentioned. Check out his website, ajcrocemusic.com. You get a list of all the cities that he's going to be performing in on the tour entitled Croce Sings Croce, a 50th anniversary of a salute to his father. And that tour has already started. It'll go to November 30th and then a little break at Christmas time and be back on the road in January. And we'll be talking to him right after the first of the year again, AJ Croce. And in the beginning of this segment, we played some music by AJ, but let's close it out with one of many hits by his dad, Jim.
Well, it's outside of Chicago. trouble. You see, you stand about 6 foot four. All the downtown ladies call the treetop over. All the men just call him sir. And he's fair, fair, Leroy Brown. The fattest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong. Leaner than a junkyard dog.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wow, one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, Kiss. Joining us on the show right now is my friend, Gene Simmons. Hi, Gene, how you doing?
I'm deliriously happy.
Congratulations on this new venture with you and Paul Stanley. This is the first one on the East Coast of Rock and Brews.
It certainly is. We
Rock and blues has been spreading around the world like wildfire. For those of you that like to type in words, try rock, R-O-C-K, and then and is spelled out, A-N-D, and blues is B-R-E-W-S, rockandbrews.com. That'll show you the different sites and the menus. So now, the reason we do that is to show folks around the world that we're serious about doing stuff from the heart. We're not trying to impress anybody. You know, we have celebrity star power and all that crap. But at the end of the day, you got to put your snoot on the ground and show people you're just plain folks. You're not trying to play the impress game. You got to put your heart in what you do and show people that they actually get bang for the buck.
Really?
Bring your kids. Bring your dog. Yes, we have dog beer. You heard it, dog beer. Give them dog cookies, water, crack, whatever it is you feed your pets. You can go there. We have, it's a huge, wonderful facility. The main thing you should know, besides the food is great and the brews are tasty, we have 50 craft beers, and that means they're all manufactured locally. So none of this stuff that's being shipped in from some other place. So we support local brewers, brewmasters, and we support local jobs. Everybody that works live here. The produce is fresh. Nothing comes in a can. You know, we don't do any of that stuff. I think it'll knock your socks off. So today we spent the day there and made it a special day for wounded warriors. So our proud vets in uniform and some in wheelchairs, it'll break your heart. And it'll remind you why this country is so great. So we decided to give back, present our friends in uniform, our heroes, with a big check, but also to treat them with the respect they so richly deserve. Everybody ate for free. We took photos. We made some bad jokes. Everybody had a great time.
Will there be live music and KISS memorabilia there?
There is some KISS memorabilia, but it basically celebrates culture of hard rock, classic rock specifically. You know what I'm talking
sure,
about. Everything
sure.
From Beatles to Led Zeppelin, the stuff that doesn't go out of style.
Right.
The stuff that lasts generation after generation and continues to be the stuff that's played in stadiums around the world. Yeah, that also includes KISS.
Yeah.
We're going off on the Japanese leg of our tour, then we do the stadiums of South America, blah, blah, blah. But only the bands that count are there. And usually it has to do with guitarists. More guitarists, eternal and timeless.
10 locations in the United States and Mexico. And for more information, you can go to rockandbrews.com. What made you and Paul come up with the idea? By the way, Paul Stanley was there today, too, another member of KISS. What was it? You just sitting around one day and say, somebody's got to have a good restaurant for a change with a celebrity's name on it?
It's a combination of all things so that one and one equals three. You can go to a restaurant where the food tastes really great, and it usually costs a fortune.
Yeah.
Our restaurant chain, nothing is over $15.
Wow.
$16 tops.
Terrific.
Yeah, that's right. And we have 10 items, 10, 10, 10. 10 of the items you can get for under 10 minutes, and they cost under $10. I mean, you can come in there and reasonably have a great time and stay there for hours. It's not a fortune.
Yeah.
But the food level is on par with the really expensive places. The other thing is, yes, you can drink there. There are craft beers and all that stuff. And usually in places like that, you can't bring your kids.
Right.
Well, because we have indoor, outdoor, yeah, you can bring your kids. Not only that, they have places to play. We got sandboxes and, you know, plastic places they can play. Plus, you can bring your dog. Real live dogs. Yeah, we'll give them dog beer. Real thing. They love it, by the way.
You're like the galloping gourmet of rock. Do you know that, Gene?
You know, that's not bad.
I've been practicing. I want to tell you something kind of off the subject. Very seldom do I laugh at things on television. You know, the sitcoms today are kind of generic. But I was watching one of the episodes of your TV show where you and your family went out camping, and you had rented an RV. That was the funniest shtick I saw on television in the last 40 years.
Well, I don't know how to tell people this, but I hate nature.
Me too.
I hate it. You know, look, imagine you're taking a shower, so it rains on you. That's cool. You don't want it, you turn it off. You like it a little hotter, a little softer. You know what happens when it rains with Mother Nature? You control nothing.
Nothing.
You know, I've had enough. Turn it off. It's a little cold, you can't control it. It's a little hot, can't control it. Bugs crawl in your shorts. Snakes crawl up your pants. It's horrible out there.
I know.
Nothing about nature I like.
I always tell people that Roughing It for me is a black and white TV and a Hotel Ritz. You know what I'm saying?
See that?
See
that?
We're alive.
I'm hungry. You press a button, somebody comes in, the food is prepared. I'm going to rub two sticks together and hope to get a fire and hope the bear's not going to eat me up. Get out of here. Now, I want to tell you a sad story. This is God's honest truth, my hand to God. Now, if you remember that episode, you know, that's real. That's real stuff. So we're in there. Remember, there was a big bear
right there
that came and scared us. Remember that?
I remember that, sure.
Yeah, there was a big bear that scared the crap out of us. So, we're hiding from it. So later on, the trainer of the bear came onto the set and said, sorry, my bear got loose, but don't worry about it. Even though when it stands up, it's 8 feet tall, it's a trained bear. You can Google this. I'm not making it up. After the series ended about a year ago, whenever it was, the bear actually killed and ate his owner.
Oh, no. I don't mean to laugh, but you...
I'm not even making it up.
Are you serious?
From the belly out. Yep.
Oh, my God.
That same bear killed his owner and ate him.
You see, that's what always breaks me up about people when you go over to their house and they say, don't worry about the dog. It likes people. Yeah, it likes you because you...
Worry about it. Yeah, worry about it.
Yeah, worry about it, right? So you're being very brave letting dogs in the restaurant then, right, Gene?
They're outside.
They're
not allowed to be inside. Yeah, because you can eat outside because the weather's so wonderful here.
Right.
So there are tables outside, there are tables inside, so the laws are different on the outside.
When can we look forward to the one in Orlando?
We're talking about it within a month. 2 months, actually. There's 20 coming in Canada. We have two in Cabo, one at the Delta Terminal LAX. There's lots of them, and they're great.
Gene, I couldn't be happy for you. Will you be back in Orlando for the one?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? And we're in a band that's in the middle of a two-year-long tour, and there's a lot of stuff.
Between being an author, legend in the rock and roll business.
Oh, I should mention there's even another book that's coming out. One is called Me, Inc., which is my newest book that's out there, but there's another one coming called Gene Simmons is a Powerful and Attractive Man.
And a very humble man. You should have included humble.
Oh, the hell with that.
Hey, Gene, it was always great. We haven't chatted in a while, but will you do me a favor when you're in town again? I will definitely be at this grand opening.
I'd love it. You're a powerful and attractive man, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Gene, good luck. Can I drop your name, by the way, when I go in?
Yes, tell me now the owner. Just don't show them the photos of you and I in the farm animal.
I'll stay away from that stuff. I understand.
I understand.
Yeah. Gene Simmons of KISS.
Pleasure. Thank you, sir.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include from Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive, Randy Bachman, Butch Patrick, Eddie Munster. Halloween coming up. He's talking about what's going on in his life during this Halloween season. The son of the great Jim Croce, A.J. Croce, remembering 50 years since the passing of his father. And from Kiss, Gene Simmons. Next hour, from MeTV, talking about a Halloween marathon, Svengoolie will be joining us. Actor Kevin Sorbo has a new film out with John Ratzenberger. He'll be here to talk about it. Country legend Lori Morgan and TV host Maria Menounos will join us next hour with Ron Sedgy today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.